This is Flash. Welcome to the Drop in a Coil show with Larry Woods and Rob Works and me. And thanks to Grimner, as usual. Appreciate it. Larry was running a little late, so we're 30 seconds behind and no song for the RLM crowd. But I think we've made a contact here, right? You can hear me, Grim? And for your chatting and questions, if you've got questions, use the reallibertymedia.com chat. And the chatters and the bots and bodies are Barman, Cowboy Tech, Grimner, Moose Girl, Kate, Anti, Asmo, Circolo, well, she's not on, Chloe, Flash somebody, that's me, Gramsy, J's Nines, J's, Prince, Rob Works, the Bubbler, Trust, no one, Vanna White, Weather Dork, the Phantom, CC66, Chloe again, Cyborg, Noodle, MCiv, Frumpy, Matt, WJ202, Ponsas, Smartass, The Holiest Roger, and ZPix. And if you got questions, are you logging on to the... There he is, Larry logged on to the chat room. So, who's going to start tonight, guys? And what do we got to talk... Oh, I named the show. Forgot to tell you. Tonight's show is entitled, Just When You Have Had Enough, They... To fuel your speaking ideas tonight, guys. That's what I came up with.
They pile it on deeper.
Same thing, yeah.
Yeah.
Larry showed up. Thank you, baby.
Just in time.
I'm sorry, guys. I was busy getting a switched neutral four-way switch written down.
Uh-huh.
I've got to teach next Monday.
You're still writing circuits, huh?
Well, it's sort of, kind of. We're doing the easy stuff now. We're making flash cards for circuits.
Okay.
When we make these wiring diagrams, there's always a pattern that shows up in the wiring. And because of that pattern that, like, we call the bird's beak and things like that and X's, because that pattern shows up, we can just now make a flash card that has that symbol on it, and we know that that part goes there in the circuit. Damn it, Ray.
Yeah.
Did everybody hear that?
Yeah, I think it.
I got it turned up loud enough my neighbor can hear it.
Yeah, I heard it here, and I wasn't even wearing the headphones.
So it one of the things that we have to make these lights switch back and forth, not the lights, the motor circuit switch back and forth, is something similar to a four-way switch. But since we're powering the circuit all the time and switching to neutral, then we've got to show a four-way switch that's switching to neutral and how to wire that, because that's a little bit different than a normal four-way where they power the switch and don't power the light all the time. They turn the hot on and off.
Right.
So I was getting that put down on paper and made pretty with different colors so that you can tell which wire's doing what.
Right. Sounds fun.
Yeah, the flashcards and stuff are going to be an easy teaching thing once we get into the classroom section of it.
Right. Sounds like you're getting it all worked out.
Well, yeah, sort of. One of our geniuses came up. He put 7 volts in and got 200 volts out. And the way he did that was going through a COB LED I don't remember what the COB means, but that's an LED that's an AC LED. It works both ways.
Okay.
It doesn't make it on where it's only one direction. So, whatever that stands for, that's just the way we've been going about it. We put that circuit down today. We put it in there in the coils. We don't know what that circuit does yet or what it's going to do for us yet, but it was a good circuit and it's way over unity, so we drew up the wiring diagram for it today. Just silly stuff that we play with every day.
Okay. You asked?
And Sunday, I did not go fishing. I went fishing yesterday and ended up with 8. The biggest one was only about 2 pounds, and everything else was a lot littler than that. But it was a fun day. Got there, the wind was blowing out of the southwest, and caught a fish the very first cast, and it was very productive for the next hour or so. And then the wind calmed down real nice, and I thought, oh boy, it's going to be a beautiful day. So I went to the other side of the lake and started fishing there. And by the time I got there, the wind had shifted to the northwest and was blowing real hard. So I fished for about another hour fighting the wind and got off the lake.
It's good.
Yep, that's it. I'm home.
Mother Nature's fighting me. Might as well go home.
Yep. Yep. Fish stopped biting. The wind changed, and it was hard to fight the boat, so I'm going home.
So,
guys, I'm going home.
Took my toys and go home. So COB stands for chip on board.
Chip on board. Okay. I think those have a little capacitor in them, so that when it goes the other way, it like dumps the capacitor and makes a light, and when it goes the other way, it fills the capacitor.
Right, okay.
I'm not real sure.
Well, I have a link about it.
All right.
I will post it into the chat room.
I know zero about electronic stuff. Absolutely zero. These guys have taught me what these components do, and they, electronics guys, simply figured out new words for old things. These are relays and switches, and if they would say that to start with, I would understand what in the world they were talking about. But no, we got
I hate that.
Wow. And people call me retarded.
Hey,
no bigger.
I talked to a guy many years ago. I haven't talked to him much since, but he was not an electrician. So he had no electrical terminology whatsoever. And he made up the words for the things he was seeing and tried to talk to me about it. Well, I'm an idiot, and I can't figure out what in the hell he's talking about. And I get frustrated when I don't understand.
Yeah.
Like a mechanic talking to, remember in the 60s, the muffler bearing chat lady, you need a new muffler bearing?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I must. Okay, how much is that?
You want me to top off your blinker fluid, too, right over there?
Well, you know, it just kills me. They got that shit now.
Okay.
Fuck.
Wow. You guys have been watching too many reruns of The Damn Debate. You're making. I'm sitting here tonight with Joe and. Which one of you guys wants to be Joe? The other one gets to be Donald. And I'll be the moderator.
Why don't you shut up, man?
Shut up, man!
Come on, man!
They have They have finally done it, though. You know, they have made a laughing stock of the United States.
We've been laughing stock for a while, but yeah, this is the
final. Yeah, the nail in the lid.
The coup de grace.
Yeah, welcome to Palestine, my friend.
Wow.
Eh, well, that's what I got out of it.
And people think it matters.
So, what do we got on our minds tonight, or do you got some more on this electrical guy that was driving you nuts?
I've got some stuff on Monday's meeting.
Ooh, there you go. That's the good stuff. Let me get to the nuts.
Go straight to the good stuff.
Yeah. Take it away, Mr. L.
Our Cambridge guy, was not following the non-disclosure agreement. Now, I'm following it very loosely, but I'm following it. You guys, even if you saw these wiring diagrams, you wouldn't know what the hell they were doing.
So, right.
There's nothing that I'm giving away.
Especially to me. Yeah, but I'm in the dark amongst this.
Well, I don't know if you'd ever noticed, but I had a feeling about that guy from the get-go.
Yeah, I did notice that.
When you told me who he was, I dug into him, and he's told you he's the head of the department, and he's not. He's not really in that, even in that same department. Anyways, yeah, I had a...
Yeah, he's just a helper.
Yeah.
Oh, like me, only trying to be the big dog.
Yeah.
Boy, when you get caught lying like that. Phew.
Yeah. But
he was taking it to a group from Cambridge, and they were reverse engineering it.
Uh-huh.
Well, he wasn't far along, and he wasn't far enough along, and it turned out the circuit that we were working with him on didn't work completely. It was only a partial fix. So no matter what he does now, there's no way. Also, he gave up all of his properly wound coils. He sent them back to us.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, when he had that little fit and he was going to quit, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
Good for him.
Yeah, good deal. Good deal. It worked out great for everybody all the way around.
Good.
So now Cambridge thinks that we are absolutely idiots and don't have any idea what we're doing and that our stuff cannot work.
Good. So leave us alone.
This is wonderful. Yeah. if he continues on and finishes the circuit that he's got, all he's going to do is burn out his existing equipment.
Yay!
Whoa.
Good hey guys back. Win again.
Hey, for a change anyway.
Yeah, for a change.
I'm telling you, the bad guys have been screwing us for a while. Anything positive gets an ass whipping, Larry. That's just the way it really works. If you're positive, you get fucked. And if you're negative, everybody wants to do what you're talking about. I am completely lost. I don't get it.
Yeah, that's just...
But on the bright side, I was checking out BitChute the other day. And the very day that we went, that Grim posted us on BitChute on the Dropping a Coil program, we got 100 hits in a day.
Wow!
I'm serious. And I know it's not a lot of people or anything like that, but for what we talk about, you got to admit, wow, that is a lot of people. So you're interested.
Well, yeah, and the amount of promotion that gets done, I mean,
yeah. But I'm just saying,
somebody posted out there, whoever's out there listening to us and sharing it around, thank you. Mm-hmm. We sure appreciate that.
Well, I was thinking it probably has something to do with Larry and being on Facebook. People are going
could be
information there and checking it out on Facebook, or not BitChute. Because BitChute's still brand new. I don't think they got that many people playing.
Yeah, they're
YouTube is just, it's a, what do you call it? Like a like a cheap soda. You don't want it, but it's there.
Yeah.
What are you going to do? I don't want to drink water. Water's got fluoride in it. I'll get it. Give me a glass of poison.
Yeah.
Right. No shit.
Well, I use YouTube like an idiot, too, but, you know, there you go.
Yeah. I mean, it has its uses.
But I do stray out and look at other things. And when I saw that, I was just, because we're so off the wall. The three of us together, it's just.
I tried watching a movie on YouTube yesterday,
mm-hmm.
and I was really interested in watching this movie. But, like, every 30 seconds, they skipped ahead 20 seconds.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, it was weird.
Yeah, the encoding got fucked up.
Going, and then it was something different all of a sudden.
Yeah, they re-encoded it and got fucked up.
I don't know if that's copyright infringements or what they were trying to get around with it, but...
You're redirecting a movie. I don't have any laws that breaks.
Right.
But I think all this stuff's just a bunch of shit to keep us chatting anyway. You know, the cops got more important things to do than mess with the people on the internet.
I would hope.
Yeah.
They would hope. They want to go out and shoot people and stuff. We're kind of boring. Yeah. Well, I don't know. I've seen some horrid things on the interwebs. Kind of hard to believe people put up with this shit.
I moved to a new rental property one time, and we moved in the night before they were going to turn the lights on so that we'd be there at 8 o'clock in the morning instead of hungover. And now, in the middle of the night, there was a big bang on the door. Come out with your hands up. Oh, we went outside, and cops were there with their guns drawn, and I said, gee, I ain't been shot in a long time. He said, gee, I ain't shot nobody in a long time. Let's keep it like that.
Wow. Doc Holliday and Wyatt Earp at your new place that you live in the middle of the night.
The idiots got us out on the front porch, which was about 6x6 square. Two people with two cops, and they were both too damn close to us to have been effective. With their guns out and everything, we could have had their guns and had them dead in seconds. Mm-hmm. Never mind.
Watch too many movies, people. I'm telling you, man. They don't get it. You need to be 20 feet away from a gun for it to be a problem.
Well, yeah.
Unless you're dealing with, like, Wyatt Earp or maybe Doc Holliday.
Well, they had their guns out and pointing them at us. They were within arm's reach of both of us.
Yeah, so, but were they shaking when they were pointing it at you? I had that luxury in L.A. once.
Oh, that would scare me bad.
I about pulled my pants. I'm sitting in the car in the passenger side. And this cop is pointing a gun through the window at me, and his hand is shaking. And I thought, well, I guess this is a hell of a way to die, but I didn't do anything.
It's the most frightened one in any.
So what were they there for? Why were they there?
So I came up with a name for your following. I'm calling them coil droppers.
Okay. Coil droppers.
I figure if you've got enough of a sense of humor to catch information like this on a platform like we provide, you can enjoy the name. It wouldn't be an insult. It would be more like, ha, ha, ha. Oh, you're funny.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, taking it too seriously can really be a drag. You know?
Yep.
Because there's a lot of disappointment when you try to help people. They're always suspicious about what you're after. What do you want from me, bitch? Oh, well, I'm here to help.
What are you, from the government?
No.
Hell no, I'm not here to steal from any.
Shit, I can't even spell government.
Government.
Well, hey, speaking of which, how are you guys holding up through all the COVID restrictions that they're still pulling on you?
COVID?
You got to laugh out of Larry.
I got around Quick Trip. I took an old mask that was all wrinkled up and nasty and ugly and dirty, and I hung it over one ear and walked in.
Oh, God.
Nobody said a thing.
No. You know what it would be even better would be to save a pair of pants from the outside. Don't wear no mask. People will keep their distance. Well, you know, it was appropriate for the name of the show. Well, I mean, as a sick mind, I could have so much fun just harassing the COVIDers, you know. But I show good taste, and I just walk by and snicker.
The moral of that story is don't go commando when you've got grizzly farts and are wearing white pants.
The cops are probably...
Yeah, that's probably good advice.
I saw the weirdest thing today that I've ever seen in Denmark so far. Are you ready for this, guys?
No.
Teenage girl is standing there on a street, you know, off the road, but on where you can see her on the street, with both a laptop in one hand and a phone in the other. She was running the freaking laptop with her hand with a phone in it. And I was like,
oh, my goodness.
I've heard of Connected, and I've seen Connected, but wow. Yeah.
Well, when we were in Indonesia, everybody over there had three or four cell phones.
Yeah, a bunch of drug dealers.
All of them on them at the same time. It's just ridiculous.
Hey, a man's got to make a buck. But I just never saw anybody go that to that extreme till today. It was just, wow. And the other night, I got a topic for you guys I think you'll appreciate when you get around to it. Imaginary rights, because this is the way I see the Bill of Rights in any country I've ever lived in, because most of them have one. Or they have a constitution and not a Bill of Rights, but they got the illusion of some kind of rights protected by the government and all this crap. When is the government going to come up with their end of the protection? Oh, man. Anyway.
Yeah.
Have you got rights, Rob?
Like I said in the chat room, you only have the rights that you're willing and able to defend.
You have the right to remain silent.
Oh, okay. I like that one. You'd be surprised, but, man, when somebody wants me to talk and I don't want to, I can make them cry.
Well, if you think about nature and how it is and was, you know, animals, they don't have a police force. They don't have anybody to come and protect them. You either fight or you die or you run. It's fight or flight. That's why it's called that. You don't have any rights. If you were, okay, back in the colonization days when the Europeans first started coming over here and heading out west, if you were a man and you just went out, headed out west on your own, that's just it. You're on your own. You don't have no rights. The bears don't give a fuck about your rights. The Indians didn't give a fuck about your rights. You only had the rights that you were willing and able to enforce and defend.
Yeah. So it's a combative kind of a concept, isn't it?
And as the population has grown and grown and grown, we've developed what's called the society. And a bunch of guys got together and wrote a document and agreed to do these things and did all that. But that didn't change anything. Nature is still nature. Anarchy is still the underlying element under everything. It's just people playing roles that they've, you know, fooled themselves into believing that they have authority and power. And they really, I mean, they really don't. Not any one of them. Without order followers, the authority is gone.
Yep.
And so
that's how I live here. Yeah. There's no physical enforcement. So if you do something stupid, you might get attacked by the next guy that's standing next to you.
Yeah, that's the way it should be.
And that's the way it is, even with all the government and police and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
Police never show up until it's all over, and they're there to count the dead and carry away, you know, the bodies.
Yep.
Or beat up the person that called them because they thought you were the one that did something. I don't know. But that tends to happen a lot. They get show up and start wailing on the person that called them.
Yep.
Just because they're there with their freaking adrenaline pumping and the roids cranking. And, you know, the roid ragers, that's what I call them, roid ragers. They show up, they're pumped up for action, and they're going to have it.
Yeah.
You know?
Whatever happened to just good old living, you know?
Well,
over here, a couple of the kids came by the house tonight, built a fire out in the backyard. Cirk made us burgers, and the guys played their guitars for a little bit, and then I told them I got radio, I'll be back later.
Yeah, I think one of your friends came in the chat room earlier.
Yeah, he uses the private message so that, you know, he figured that part out.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Magnus.
One of them's better on the computer. Yeah, he's way better on
Magnus
the computer.
Magnus D. Yeah.
But they wanted to come by and have a fire and play some guitars and relax a little bit. Well, that's why I'm so harsh and disappointed about my ex-home. You know, I live in this communist fucking shithole where the taxes are astronomical, blah, 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 blah. And everybody here that I encounter seems to be, you know, that if they engage me, they seem to be lucid and sensible.
Yeah.
Not insane. And you know, those people are the ones that are running around wearing masks when they don't have to.
Yeah.
Well, that's why I got such a kick out of Larry telling me to put a dirty one on his ear. Nobody will say nothing. You're right. Exactly. And especially when you're an older man.
Yeah.
I resemble that remark.
Well, yeah, you should. You earned it. You got here. And I'm getting there. I mean, my wife is starting to call me an old buzzard. Oh.
Yeah.
She's younger.
You get so stoned, you just sit there and stare.
Not really. I do that. I do that before I get stoned. The stone brings me out of the stare. It gives me something to think about, you know? It was a good joke, though. But so Rod had a little bit on the imaginary rights, and I agree with you. You know, they don't even exist, really, until somebody threatens your little feelings, and then you go, "Wait a minute, I've got rights." So fucking what, you guys? I don't give a fuck about your stupid rights, you moron. You know, that's when they call the cops because you've just told them, "Fuck off." You can't tell people to fuck off. You know what they don't do anymore? They used to fuck off. Now they want to engage you and get the cops involved.
Mm-hmm.
I came out the day when calling the cops was like, "Hey, that stupid ass called the fucking cops. Let's go kick his ass."
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because that was what we called
the snitch. Snitch and get your ass kicked.
Yeah. That's it.
Look what it turned into. Now they're encouraging people on the internet.
See something, say something.
For not wearing a mask or whatever the hell, going outside. I mean, are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah.
Grimner.
You can go out for a walk, but it's got to be on your front porch and back inside your house.
Where you're living? Are you serious? Are you playing?
That's what they got them in London doing.
Okay. Well, I was more concerned about where you're at, because that's the shit that I find out about England and Australia.
Yeah.
I'm not getting anything pushed on me through YouTube about America, except for a little bit on the the debate.
More and more state Supreme Courts are ruling this against the Constitution.
Yep. They don't use the Constitution in any court except for the SCOTUS.
Yep.
So what difference does that make? It's just bullshit, misdirection. Mm-hmm. When they start when the government starts talking Constitution, they are up to their eyeballs and shit, and they don't know what to say, so they make stuff up.
Oh, yeah. And they don't give a fuck about the Constitution anyway.
It's like nobody noticed 9/11 took all what was left of what they thought they had as far as rights and protections away.
Yeah.
Gone. Absolutely. Right out the door. No more for you. And here we are 19 years later, and still people are still speaking about this imaginary document that's going to protect them from the government.
And if you're not politically correct, it's hate speech.
Ooh, well, I like the hate speech. You got any good COVID tales? Have either of you encountered a Karen yourself in person?
No.
No. I think I'm too mean looking. I don't think a Karen would have the nut to approach me in public and say fuck off. Because I look like a psycho.
Actually, I have. But this was before the whole COVID thing. And I even talked about it before. I don't know if we were on the radio then or if it was just in the chat room. When we first got here, we went to the races, the horse races. And
yeah, I do remember it vaguely, but go ahead.
Yeah. And we walked because we live about 6 blocks away from the racetrack. And we had walked and had been walking, you know, up there and we're all winded and, you know, we went out on the bleachers and sat down. And about that time, they had a big, giant, big screen out in the middle of the track area with a big magic sky cloth waving on it. And they started playing music. And everybody stood up and put their hands over their chest and shit. And kind of creepy, and we were sitting there breathing, talking amongst ourselves, and the people behind us were like, man, you can't even stand up through the national anthem, and then he lit up a cigarette, and then they got up and walked off.
Poor people.
Wow. Well, now they've got a black national anthem. Are they going to have a red national anthem and a yellow national anthem?
Yeah, I'm
just wondering.
A Jewish national anthem.
Well, we already celebrate Cinco de Mayo every year.
Yeah.
So. Cinco de Mayo is, right? You know what Cinco de Mayo is?
Oh, fuck. Do I know what Cinco de Mayo is? No.
I know you know. Of course you know.
How would I know what that would be?
I don't know.
It's the model change of the Chevrolet Impala.
Oh.
Well, in the day, they used to have the model change for the next year, and they'd have to retool the manufacturing plant to suit the upgrades. So we would call that the Mexican New Year. Because Mexicans just love those damn Impalas.
Yeah.
Man.
It's the Mexican Independence Day. It's the Mexican July 4th.
Sí, señor. Yeah.
For those who don't know.
I made a comment the other night. This one I got to ask you guys. Because I said this. When I need a gun, a right to have a gun won't matter.
That's right.
Well, why doesn't anybody else notice that, or is it just me? And then at the time that I would need it, I wouldn't have one because I'm not a gun lover. So I'm kind of cooked no matter how I go. So you know what I do? I don't attack people and make them shoot at me.
Don't make an ass of yourself?
It's work. Well, no, on the radio I fuck around, but
that's a different thing.
But if I did need a gun,
the right to have it wouldn't stop me from getting one, and it wouldn't help me to get, you know, it doesn't matter. It's a bunch of legal bullshit people are just scammed by because they're so in love with this system that we have. They don't know about black markets.
Yeah, laws are like locks. They're made to keep honest people honest.
Yeah, yep. Yeah, pretty much, because Cirque locks the door and I laugh at her. She's going, yeah. Wow. You can't get on the property without the dog barking. So what's the point of the lock? We got a glass door. They got to break the glass to open the door.
What? Yeah. Everybody has windows. So, I mean, it's not like they're going to really keep anybody out that really wants to get in there. You know,
yeah.
They're going to come in. Yeah. If they're determined enough, they're going to do it.
You found that out the hard way.
Yeah.
Couple of months ago, I remember that.
Yeah.
I was paying attention, but you know, just the idea of this rights crap that I've been listening to my entire life, right? And whenever I think about what right do I need to apply here, I never do that. I know there's like 27 amendments, right? And I'm sure that if you thought it through, each amendment would assist you in your present problem. But I don't have that kind of time when I have a problem.
Actually, most of the ones after the first 10 were.
The only ones that matter are the ones we don't know about.
Yeah, well, and the 13th that they stripped and hid.
That's what I was
replaced. Yeah, prohibition on titles.
Well, you two are armed, right? You got weapons.
I can neither confirm nor deny.
Okay. All right. All right, bad question. Well, okay, let me rewind.
Yes, I have guns.
All right.
Where are my weapons?
It was a nice way to segue into asking you that. If you did want one, would the law interfere in your decision to have one?
Not a bit.
Oh, okay. You're a manly man then, huh, Larry?
No, not at all.
Oh, you
I'm a little bitty guy, and if I want a sword or a knife or a gun that I got, I'm going to have it.
You should get two.
Two-handed.
You don't have enough fingers and toes to count them all.
Oh, that. Yeah, well. Life's little privileges. Hey, are you enjoying your white privilege?
Where'd that bullet go?
Yeah. Oh, I am. I'm around a bunch of white people. You know what they don't notice?
Oh,
they don't notice that I'm not white.
What are you, pink?
Kind of, yeah, like an off-white. But from the heritage, I've got half Caucasian white and then half Mexican. And then I got the Jew thing going on, and that's not white either. So,
what are the top half or bottom half?
I don't know. I think the inside to the outside.
Oh, okay.
Because I'm Jewish when I think, but I'm Mexican when I... Oh, never mind. I can't say that on the radio. My wife will get embarrassed. Anyway. All right. More questions, because we are under the threat of force here, folks.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, out in there in radio land. Yeah, we are, aren't we? In some way or another, I think so, anyway. We're being threatened with the possibility of the corona could do this and fucking do that, and these bullshit artists keep pounding it into the population, and these population fuckers keep supporting it. Nobody except me will come forward and go, fuck you. I ain't doing that shit. Are you nuts?
So, welcome to my world.
Be quiet.
I think everybody should be proud of their race.
Really?
Period.
Okay. I don't have one. What do I do?
I'm proud that I am what I am. As rough as it's been in my lifetime, it's hard to think of anybody having a rougher lifetime or being held back for more jobs. I've wanted to be in a think tank for 40 years. And I just got in one in the past couple of years. So,
What changed?
Free time. Doing I want to do rather than what I had to do to make a living.
Yeah.
Wow. Yep.
But you're happier now, right?
Oh, golly, yes.
You've always got something interesting to tell us when we get a hold of you for the Drop in the Coil show.
Oh, every day for me is a new discovery. Every day I learn something new, not only from the group that I'm working with, but from things that I research myself from the ancient times. I've been looking at a whole lot more old rock reliefs, and every single one of them that I see, those aren't gods. Those are pieces of equipment. Those aren't holy relics. They may be holy relics, but they did something. It wasn't just an object. It was something that did something. And it just freaked me out.
I have something for you, Larry. I posted this in the chat room yesterday, I think, and but I thought of you when I saw it. 7 hours of bafflingly advanced ancient stonework that experts are still struggling to explain.
Oh, golly, yeah.
You posted that yesterday, I thought.
Yeah.
I thought I was on mute.
But it talks about like the pyramids and how it would have been impossible for the people of that era with copper or bronze tools and stuff to make these things with their straight edges and sharp corners and polished marble and granite and all this stuff. I was barely into it. It's 6 hours and 50 minutes of this guy talking about all the different kinds of stuff that they found that's, pre-Egyptian.
Yeah.
I
guess it would be pre, huh?
The established theory is that 2500 B.C. or so, the Egyptians built the pyramid. It took them 30, 40 years or something like that. And the guy did the calculation. There's so many millions of these stones in the pyramids that they would have had to lay one of them 200-ton stones every 2 minutes. Or something along those lines. Anyway, there's just no way possible with the technology they had that we know of at the time that they could have possibly built that. It's absolute proof positive that there have been civilizations prior to anything we have in our written or recorded history.
I'm a firm believer in that.
Well, I know you are. That's why I thought of you when I saw that.
There's technology found in coal that's 400 million years old.
Wow.
There's computer chips found in coal that's 200 million years old. All this has been done before. Everything that we've accomplished is old hat.
Yeah.
Nothing new under the sun.
That's right.
Did you see the link I put in the Drop in the Coil thing for you guys to look at?
I did see that.
Okay, there's no dialogue through it. And I don't know how the guy does this. It's just, it's weird to watch. But is that real?
It's hard to say. It doesn't give you enough information.
Well, there's other links attached to it. So, it goes on. But just
the melting metal with magnets?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, there's a link that I found that doesn't explain anything. There's no words. It just shows you the 3 minutes it took.
Yeah.
And it's just kind of levitates in the center of this coil.
Yeah.
And he pushes it with a really sharp, sharp pencil, and in 3 minutes it melts.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow.
Okay. When you've got a magnetic field, and that coil is a tubular coil, and he's probably circulating some sort of a ferrous material in it so that he's conducting electricity. That big coil that he's got there that he's melting the stuff in is an induction furnace. That means that the magnetic field that's generated in it interacts with the iron or whatever in the metal, the conductor in the metal, and that creates heat. That's our instant hot water that you're showing. All you got to do is take that copper tubing, run water through it, which also generates a little bit of electricity, but put an iron sleeve around that and put that in a high magnetic field and you've got an instant hot water. That iron is going to heat up red hot real quick. Depends on the thickness of it and the mass of it.
Yeah.
But it's going to heat up and get red hot and melt. So it's just a matter of how far you put that piece of iron into the magnetic field as to how hot it gets, how fast it can dissipate the heat.
Yeah, you can figure out trial and error and just figure out where it...
Yeah. Yeah. And that works exactly the same way to make cold water. The heat that you're putting into this is drawing the heat out of the rest of the water or the liquid in this tube to make it hot, to make that part hot. So that means that water way away from it in that tubular system is going to be cold because the heat's been taken out of it.
Right. Yeah, so, cold isn't really the essence of heat.
Yeah, hot on one end, cold on the other. You got your hot and cold water at your faucet.
Extremes. Yeah. Opposites.
It's not just cold water, it's cold water. Like out of the
Yeah. Real cold.
Well, when I watched the thing, I wasn't sure if I was watching a magic trick, so I figured I'd ask you guys.
I think it's a magic trick, but it's science.
It's really cryptic the way that the video is set up. I mean, they don't explain or tell you anything. It's just
probably so people wouldn't try to do it on their own and fuck something and burn.
Well, first of all, you don't know what they're running through the tube.
Right.
You don't know if they're putting electricity through the tube. Besides that. We don't know what material. Was that a magnet that they put in the middle of it?
They put a magnet in the bottom of it.
That's what melted. The round cylinder thing that they put in the middle was a magnet, and it melted.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it melted the magnet. So would that work with just a straight piece of metal?
No, it wouldn't, because if they had to put a magnet in there to make it melt, then there was nothing running through that tube.
Exactly.
But all they had to do was run a ferrous metal through that tube, and that would have generated its own magnetic field, and then they could have put any kind of metal in there at all, and that it would melt.
Right.
They're putting up complicated situations, making them look simple.
Yeah.
With no explanation. Okay.
People don't know the physics behind that kind of thing.
That's me. I don't have physics knowledge.
Yeah, that's most people.
But I do have luck finding the links.
You did good on that.
There's a bunch of them, yeah.
Well, every now and again, even a blind squirrel caps a nut.
It's not free energy.
If they're pumping something through them tubes, they're
paying for it.
They're using power for that of some kind.
And with getting it just from the magnet, yes, that's heat from a magnetic field only.
I don't see it. I don't see it, honestly, to be honest with you. I don't see that setup, just putting a magnet inside a copper coil like that, is going to do anything at all. Other than fall to the bottom.
He's got a magnet in the very base of it.
That's
the other pole.
I don't see that.
Yeah, all the way. Maybe not. I thought that all the way down in the bottom of his coil, where it wasn't getting hot because the little end,
I don't see anything in the bottom.
Mm-mm. Okay.
There's nothing there. It just sits there. He's got to be running a current through that copper tubing.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I don't even really believe that running a ferrous solution through there would be enough, unless you were pumping it at super high velocity.
Yeah, it'd have to be circulating pretty fast, yeah.
To get that kind of feel. So they had to be a charge on that copper.
Well, is there a reason why it's glowing in the inside, like a pot plant stem? You know,
well,
it's green here, it's purple there. This is copper on the outside, but on the inside it looks red hot.
It could either be red hot on the inside because of the melting magnet, or if he's running a current through it, that made that just a stovetop burner for an electric stove.
Well, the metal in the middle melting, glowing red hot is what's creating the red glow on the coil. Is that what you're talking about?
Oh, okay. Now, that's what I thought.
Okay,
that's just a glow from the melting magnet.
Okay.
If it was a heating coil off of an electric stove, the whole thing would be red.
Yeah, no, that's just a glow off that white hot magnet melting.
Well, it's still interesting that you guys can make this much out of so little. You know, you come to a decision with just this little bit of information in front of you. I am impressed. Oh, it's like
I can only go on what I see. You know, there's unknown factors involved. Like I said, we don't know what kind of charge they're running through that coil. We don't know what kind of liquid, if any, they're pumping through it. We don't have all the facts. We don't have all the
But remember in the day when you could stand next to the car and start it and hear what's not running right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And they modified all that out so that you can't tell by listening. You need to get it plugged into a computer.
Yeah.
They complicated the fuck out of life. We would be having a lot of fun in 2020 trying to figure out what side of our face to put the mask on. Hey, I'm still holding up. I have yet to break down and have to do that. I am prepared, but what a fucking day comes, I'm going to cry like a little girl when I have to do it. Because it'll be my own choice to please my wife. You know, be a pussy, make your wife happy. What? Well, because to me, all this mask wearing is just submission to the state based on a fucking story you got told through the TV.
Yep.
You know, like going to the moon, or maybe like the fish head people from the planet Spawn.
Can you lift a 20-ton block?
Yes. I just don't have the instructions, but I know where to get them.
Okay.
Yeah, Reed Scalman, there is a visual fucking link, physical link, of him actually working with the levers and all that shit that he built to lift the stones.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's all balance, and it's like, wow. If you know where the balance points of shit are and what tools to use, you can do anything. And then what you tell the public is how impossible it is, so they'll never figure it out.
Yep.
We're so hoodwinked by these idiots in power, and the masses are just... I mean, I saw Trump and what's-his-name going at it the other night. Wow, we're fucked. We are... whatever fucked is, we passed that 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so glad I'm at the end of my life. If I was 30 or 40 right now, I'd probably be a different person.
I don't see handling this life mentally the way I think. Nah, I'd be a basket case.
Yeah,
because you know we were raised on television to teach us about viruses and you know the shit that you're going to catch from other people. One thing I have yet to figure out: they finally found a virus that is both airborne and you get it off the surface. Now there is your very first clue that there is something askew.
Your first clue that they're lying to you is read the damn box that your mask comes in.
The simplest of it all, huh? But, wow. I don't get it. I'm so confused, Larry. I can't figure it out. I'm just that frustrated again. Oh, no. Anyway. So as long as they keep us confused, I think that's all that matters. Keep us pitted against each other. So we're always arguing about Trump and Biden and left and right, nigger and white and all this horse shit that when you think about it, it only matters in large groups.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I could walk into the local bar, of course not now without a mask, but and yell, "Hey, nigger!" And nobody in the room would, they'd go, "Oh, it's Lou." Nobody would throw anything at me, call the police, shoot me, nothing. They just go, "Oh, it's the long hair freak." Well, that's kind of a comforting place, you know, to be in a society right now where people don't freak out over what you say to them. Oh, I didn't mention this on the radio, I don't think, but my neighbor passed away the other day. The man that had, he had cancer.
And I'll probably say something about it in the chat room, but yeah.
I might have, but I didn't say. Well, he passed on the last radio day I did, but I didn't bring it up. And all this time I've been living next door to him. I have known what I know, and I can't tell him. I could never bring it up to him because you don't say alkaline environment in front of anyone. It's like taboo.
Yeah.
You see the eyes roll when you start to try to help somebody in a way that they don't recognize. You go nowhere. So I kept my mouth shut, and the man died.
You know, I tell him anyway.
Yeah,
I've told several people.
Good luck.
But you know what? Take it or leave it. That's, you know, it's your choice.
Well, this is.
But if I don't tell you, and then you die, then I feel kind of. You know, I could have done something, but I mean, at the same time, I really don't care. But.
Mm-hmm.
You know, well, ultimately, it's on you, man. You got cancer.
Right. This is the third cancer fatality I've known personally since I moved to the town I'm in.
Wow.
And every one of them, when you say anything, they roll their eyes. So I just shut up. Because they're not prepared for it. Wow, can you imagine what a fucking collapse you would have if you found out after your mom died that shouldn't have to die? You're not. Nobody's ready to.
They don't want to know that.
No. So here I am, you know, at my age with all this knowledge, and I can't tell anyone except on the radio.
Yeah. Well, here we are doing it.
I know, and I'm still alive. Go figure that. I mean, just my attitude should have got me killed by now. when I think it through, I mean, there's like times where how the fuck did I survive that? Yeah. And here I am, but I don't know. I just feel I feel like I know trying to help would have ended badly, so I shut my mouth. But
right,
because he was doing the chemo and all that shit, and I was just watching him just die right in front of me.
Yeah.
Middle at a time for about a year, I saw him, you know. And the other day they went, "Wow, he's gone." I went, oh. The thing to do is to not get sick of imaginary illnesses that are sponsored by Rockefeller Medicine.
Yep. Yeah.
But try explaining that to anybody, and most of the time you get, "You don't know what you're talking about." Mm-hmm. Well, then how come everybody that goes to the hospital doesn't come home? Yeah. Why is that the last stop? And then it's, hey, bye, Grandma. So.
Yep.
But here we sit, you know, with all these government organizations and medical research and all this shit they shove down their throat. And the answer's right in front of you. And if you tell anyone, they tell you to shut up. What a
well, there's many, there's multiple answers even. So, I mean, it's just, yeah.
Oh, come on, Rob. It's like Larry says, we are an engine. What you fuel the engine with is what you're going to get out of it. And obviously, the man did not eat very well on the overall.
Yeah.
Cancer is it a product of
toxic soaps and deodorants and
all that stuff, yeah.
But, I mean, your skin is an organ. It absorbs everything that comes in contact with it.
I know, and they got us washing our fucking hands with bio this and fuck them.
Yeah.
No way.
That hand sanitizer shit has got more poison in it than drinking.
Well, yeah, they've recalled like a dozen of them now or something like that.
Oh, man.
I've never used that shit. Sunscreen either. Fuck that shit.
Have you seen anybody pulling that and tugging at their mask while they're wearing it?
Oh, yeah. Everybody pulls it down below their nose.
And right there, you're supposed to change it. Yeah, yeah, but as soon as you touch it with your fingers again, you're supposed to remove it and get another one. You know, they're like...
It's what a fucking joke, man.
Well...
It's just a fucking joke. The whole thing.
I'm not amused anymore. This has been almost a year.
Yeah, it's
And they're blaming the financial... This is my favorite part of this whole hoax. They're blaming the financial crisis on the hoax.
Mm-hmm.
Not blaming the hoax on the financial crisis the way it should be.
Right.
Well, we needed to slow you idiots down a little bit, and this is all we could come up with. They're talking about imprisoning leaders and all this good stuff that ain't never going to fucking happen.
One of the leaders of the Fed says they shut down the economy for that. That they did it on purpose. Fed did it on purpose.
I saw that. Yeah. I believe it. I thought so from the start. I think, of course, nobody else does. I think it's been over for, we're at 2 years and a day now. But it takes a long time to kill something that big.
Yeah, for all the air to get out of the bubble.
Yeah, there's so much going on and flowing and stuff still. No matter what they shut down. And plus the black markets are going. So there's going to be an economy one way or the other. But it's not the one they tell us about.
No.
Fucking, what's his name? Bezos and what's that other guy? Zuckerberg. All these fuckers got rich. Well, they're people that made them rich are losing everything they have.
Yeah.
And this is okay with society. This is what I'm pissed off about. What the fuck is wrong with people? Are they so ignorant that they believe that these guys deserve everything while they have nothing? Well, what a bunch of nut jobs.
Right.
And then they gather and they protest and they burn a city down. Wait a minute. Whoops. Where are you going to get your groceries? You just burnt down the grocery store.
Yeah.
That's
so stupid.
Well, no, it seems to me that it fits the plan because they were shutting down the food production.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, if you got no food to sell, why bother to have a store? Yeah, we're so fucked. Oh, my God. In 6 months, we probably won't even be able to afford to be on the Internet anymore.
Well, if you wanted
toilet paper now.
If you wanted to rewild an area, how would you go about it?
If I wanted to what?
Rewild.
Rewild.
Yeah.
If you wanted to rewild, if you've ever looked and done research on Agenda 21, you'll know what I'm talking about.
No, not a minute of bother in that shit. I don't care.
Well, one of the plans is they want to rewild most of North America and make it.
Oh, okay. I get it now. Yeah.
And they're going to have these biospheres where humans will not be permitted. And
from there.
Seriously, yeah, and they're going to have these corridors where all through the country where the wild game can travel back and forth through the country. There's a map out there. You can find it. Somebody could find it if they wanted to.
Nah, I'm not.
Virginia 21 rewilding map.
If you got it, I'll put it.
The question. Shit. I'll have it in a second.
Okay.
Anyways, if you wanted to rewild an area, how would you go about doing that? Realistically.
Burn all the houses down.
Would it be better and easier to go door to door, tell people to leave, or start a fire?
You tell me. I'm not. But
it would be a lot easier to start a fire. You got nobody to blame.
Yep.
You got people got to get out. The shit's all burnt down. And watch, they won't be allowed back in to rebuild.
I've seen them try to blame Antifa for the West Coast fires.
I'm sure that's part of it.
Yeah, but not. Come on. You know how hard it is to start a fucking fire. It's not easy.
No, it's not that hard.
Okay. Yeah. Well, okay. It depends on where you're doing it at.
Oh, well, yeah. Depends on
pine
conditions.
Needles with all, yeah, pine needles with all the tar in them. That's turpentine. That's highly flammable. All you got to do is put a little pile of pine needles at the base of a tree, and it's gone.
So, for all you anarchist scum out there planning to burn down a forest, you've just been told how to start it.
As if you did. If you didn't know how to start a fire, then maybe you shouldn't be playing with matches anyway.
All I mean is, it's hard for me to believe that these 20-year-old idiots that don't know not to wear a fucking face mask are out there with the intelligence on how to burn down a forest.
Yeah.
It strikes me as odd.
Well,
that's
just part of it. That, you know, they've got the directed energy weapons, that there's evidence of that.
Yeah,
they've got, you know.
Point two is.
You got the electric company, the transformers blowing up right and left because the shit's 30, 40, 50 years old. You know.
And that's what pisses me off.
Yeah. I'm sure that's one of your pet peeves.
Yeah, the gas systems, the plumbing systems, the electrical systems, those were originally designed to last between 50 and 100 years, respectively. Depends on which one. They've known for that 50 to 100 years that these systems are going to collapse.
Right.
So who's going to pay for putting them back in? They didn't save the money for it in all those years. We're going to have to pay to put them back in.
Yep.
Hey, they're setting up another $1.6 trillion bailout check.
You've had 100 years to save up for this shit. You knew it was coming.
Not a chance.
On you.
Uh-oh. Hmm. Well, can I blame Hansel then? Because I don't live in America anymore. He's closer to the West Coast than I am.
You can blame anybody you want.
Yeah.
Won't change a damn thing. But
I know. Isn't that a shame?
Blaming does nothing.
Well, it satisfies people. They love to do it. It's a key word. Or dodging responsibility for the decision is the new thing in Australia. I don't know how it's working in the States. But
yeah.
They got this prime minister guy, right?
Yeah.
And his answers are, well, I didn't make that decision. Well, who did? I have no idea. What? You shut down the whole fucking state and you don't know why?
Somebody just called you out of the blue anonymously and said, hey, you should shut down the country.
And yet...
And you did it.
And the population...
and they buy that shit.
The reporting back to the people is, the population loves him. Well, just because the news people tell you the population loves him, how do you know that?
Look around.
And all these morons that lost their job and are locked down and they can't go anywhere and they got to wear a mask if they do and all this other shit, curfews, they're all happy as fuck to live like that, according to the news media.
Yep.
And the spokespeople for departments all say that it's like a script. You know, they all say the same rubbish over and over and over. But where are the people that are enjoying all this help from the government? They never interview any of them, just the experts, you know?
Yeah.
I bet if they interviewed you, you'd have a different opinion.
Probably.
I mean, I've not yet heard you or Larry brag on the COVID restrictions of 2020. Jeez.
I actually
bend over a table and tell the government to have a good time. Wake me up when you're finished. You know, I don't get it. I'm so livid. But luckily, it's just about other people.
I'm sick of it.
I know, but fuck! How do you avoid it? How do you not have a conscious thought?
Stay home.
You don't ever think about any of this when you're playing on the interwebs?
As little as possible.
Break.
Then I go in the chat room and see that, or Trump and Biden, and or
yeah, I know
some other bitch whining about something.
Yeah, well, it's just a damn good thing that we're living in the 21st century and everybody's so fucking smart.
Yeah.
If they weren't smart, we'd probably be living in a living hell right now.
Yeah, everybody's a genius on the fucking internet.
About everything, too.
Right? Well, some more than others.
Well, I could
be accused. Yeah, superstars like Hans, who knows everything. I mean,
yeah, but I could be accused of that because of my stand on the COVID from the gate. It's bullshit. No, go away. Well, what are you, an expert? Well, no, I can read. Huh? Never mind. Go away. You don't get it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
the things. Yeah, it seems like the things that I did pay attention to mattered, and the things I ignored, like virus movies, turned out to be the right decision after all. I didn't get sucked into that. Oh, everybody's going to kill you. You know, bullshit.
No.
There are people, I've heard this from the English side of it, there are people in England that are so afraid of this COVID thing, they believe that if somebody touches them, they might die.
Yeah.
Why? Where do you...
Do you have a 0.0001% chance of dying?
On top, yeah, you got
to. What are you trying to kill me?
You got to be 50 to worry about it. And we're all over that. So,
You mean I?
Are you worried, Larry?
No.
No.
Sure.
Larry's ready to go.
I take my instructions from Alfred E. Newman. What? Me worry?
There you go. Yeah, well, somebody's got to worry. I'll worry for you. What do you think of that?
I think you're wasting your fucking time.
Oh, okay. At least you're honest. I don't know if I like you anymore. You're going to make me all sad.
I will worry about the things in my life that are important to me. And other than that, I don't care.
So, do you feel that this government overreach is just a little too much, or what?
I believe that this immoral, child-raping, child-eating, fucking immoral government that we've got now does not have the right to dictate my morals.
Well, they seem to believe they do.
Yep.
And I saw the best of the fucking best of the best arguing on TV the other day. And let me tell you. Oh, well, that does explain the mess just a little bit. And that poor Biden guy, every time he tried to talk, Trump just shut him up, walk over him. Like, wow. Ugh. It was, I don't know. Some people were excited by Trump's
behavior. I thought, how embarrassing. You have a debate.
I think that it would be nice if Trump would get a few manners. But I like most of the things that he says.
Really? Huh. Yeah, well, you know, political promises have never panned out, so I don't care what he says. Yeah. It's never going to be what we see, so fuck Trump and his ass.
It seems like his attitudes about certain things really match up with mine.
Oh, so when he gets to tell the truth until they make him change it, you know, because they do. They make him backtrack.
Yeah, he's controlled just like everybody else. He's a figurehead.
Yes, exactly. Ooh, see? Well, don't tell Hansel that. He'll have a meltdown and probably implode.
If you want to change everything that's going on in the world, get rid of every political advisor that there is.
Real help. Get a gun. Start shooting. See, that's how... See, I think my reality dictates to me the reason all this crap for the last 40 years is all bullshit is all the assassinated people were all telling the truth, and all the people that are in power were the fuckers that shot them.
Yep.
And they're still in power, or their family is in power. Now, I don't have any idea how Kennedy's still hanging around, but he's still out there. Junior?
Yeah, I believe that Junior's still alive.
Yeah, he's still talking. He's not anti-vax. He's anti... the shit that goes into the packaging.
Yeah.
Well, it's just, come on, it's the same shit. You don't have people put shit in your blood. It's stupid.
I had measles and mumps. I had mumps 3 times, once on each side and once on both at the same time. I had measles. I had chicken pox.
Yep.
Is that how you get immune to that shit?
Right.
Get it when you're a kid, when it's not going to hurt you. All it's going to do is give you a fever and make you stay in bed for a couple
of days. Oh, yeah, RFK, whichever K, one of those fucking Kennedys. The only living Kennedy left. It doesn't matter what you call him.
Well, I think that Junior's still alive.
No, I always do that, Larry. I say the wrong name. I think one thing and speak another. It's Robert Kennedy Jr., not John. They killed him off in the 90s or something.
Supposedly, he died in a plane crash.
Yeah, there you go.
No, I don't think he did. I think that him and Trump were buddies.
They were never found.
Yeah, they were never found. So Trump's family could have hidden him away. They're rich enough to do that. They could have hidden him away.
Well, Kennedy's family's rich enough to do that, for that matter.
Grow your hair long, grow a beard, nobody knows who you are.
Yeah, there is a lot of speculation that he's still alive. There's supposedly, my buddy Steve told me there's a video when Trump was doing the speech at Mount Rushmore. There was a man standing up on top of George Washington.
Yeah, I saw that.
And with his arms up in a V, doing the V symbol.
Yeah, supposedly he has a 20-year plan, and I think next year is the year that 20 is over with. So
yeah,
we'll
so that would have been 2001.
Yeah.
The year of 9/11.
Damn. See, and I'm so old now I can't remember which one's alive.
Yeah.
There's only one left. I can't remember his fucking name. Well, I'm not a big fan of politicians in the first place.
Me neither.
Well, but JFK Jr., the little bit of the history on that, you know, he started that magazine. What the fuck was the magazine he started?
No, I didn't.
GQ or something? No. One of those men magazines. Anyways, he was open about what he believed about his dad's assassination and that he was going to bring them to justice. And he meant it. You know, he was serious about it. And
And the story goes is that he got wind of an assassination attempt on this airplane, on this flight he was about to take, and they set it up. It had a bomb on it, and they set it up with a remote detonator and sent the plane up with a pilot that who jumped out, set it up on autopilot, jumped out. They hit the switch while it was over the water. The plane went down. No bodies were ever found.
Isn't that cool?
So that's the conspiracy theory.
Those are usually the truth, too.
Yeah. And that's bad.
And that he's been orchestrating these things behind the scenes for a long time. But, yeah, and another thing is, you know, Trump's uncle ended up with a bunch of Teslas. So that whole, I mean, it's all, and it's, I don't know, there's just a lot of things tying in together there that make me wonder.
And they're in.
But then, and then he goes and sticks his head straight up fucking Netanyahu's ass. So, I mean, what the fuck are you supposed to believe?
Oh, out of Trump?
Yeah.
So, please, I never bought any of this shit from the start.
Yeah.
I told you, they could have a fucking baked potato in the White House, and I could give a shit.
Yeah, I get it.
At least you can light a light bulb with a baked potato.
Tell us how to do that
with a raw potato.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, not a baked one.
Wow. We live in this fantasy world anyway, so you might as well make the best of it.
Yeah.
So I have a topic. The truth is a lie, and a lie is the truth, Rob.
Yeah. I have something I want to discuss with Larry. Uh-oh. About frequencies. Yeah, get yourself all primed. First, I want to go into the history of the frequency that our electrical systems running on, the 50, 60 hertz systems. And how did that come about, if you can tell us? Who decided 50 and 60 hertz was how did that get determined? And what is it about that that makes it ideal, I guess I should say?
Okay, let's go to the Wayback Machine and go to the Second World War. Hitler wanted to control people. And how did he do it? He did it through manipulating their minds and giving them fluoride to dull their senses.
Uh-huh.
Okay? I don't know who to credit with it, but it was during Hitler's time that they changed the music frequencies, the power distribution frequencies, and something else. Anyway, they changed the music and power to 440 instead of 432.
Okay.
So it's been going on for a long, long time. The 440 keeps you agitated, a little bit on edge all the time.
Yeah. Just out of sync.
Yeah, yeah. Just something's not quite right.
Yeah.
And
okay, well, let me hold you up. Let me stop you there. And let's back up even further, because if it was at 432 prior to World War II,
yeah,
how did that come about? And who decided 432 was the right frequency, and how did that?
That came from music. The original music was 432 for some reason.
Okay.
And there's a lot of sounds that you cannot produce in 432 that are in 440. So that tells me that those sounds themselves are bad.
Hmm. Interesting.
There are some sounds in the 432 frequency that will not convert, or in the 440 frequency that will not convert.
Right. So let's go back to Tesla and Edison. And,
okay.
You know, because Tesla had the AC, Edison had the DC, and, you know, they had the big wars over it, and there were shocking elephants and animals and, you know, fighting over which is better and all that. And eventually, the AC won out. And so, the distribution systems that were originally created at that point, were those at 432, or how were those set up?
No, or those, do you know? Those, I don't know what those were at, but I do know that the frequencies that the Tesla equipment puts out are harmful.
Okay.
Those frequencies need to be tweaked a little bit, and the reason is because he did not have modern equipment to do his testing with. He built his own equipment, but he didn't have the proper test equipment to show him what he was getting. And at that point, I don't think Tesla knew anything about the Rife frequencies.
Yeah, and I was just going to say, I wondered if he knew about the Schumann resonance and all that.
Yeah, I don't think that he did. That stuff, Rife was wasn't he Russian? So that's completely the other side of the world.
Yeah.
So in those days, you don't get news from Russia.
Yeah, no, especially back then, yeah.
Yeah. So I don't think that he was informed on that level. The towers, I went through the same thing. Oh, by the way, May 2020, Trump announced that he's going to use the proper frequencies, the 432 frequencies for 5G. He got my message.
Yeah, I mean, he's saying that.
Yeah. And also, I was down in Waco testing at Baylor University when they were doing the Tesla Tower down there.
Yeah.
Got their frequencies before the tower was completed and gave them the proper frequencies to operate that equipment at.
Right.
So we'll see if they did that. Tesla stuff, okay. In my opinion, point of usage power, it would be better to have that DC.
Okay.
Transmission power, if you're going to transmit it either through the air or over a wire, that's AC because it goes farther. That converts it into a radio wave, into a sine wave that moves rather than a flat line DC that just travels from point A to point B through the wire.
Right. Yeah, it's a it sets up a vibration frequency.
Yeah.
That's what the whole 40, 50, or 50, 60 hertz thing is all about. And that's what I'm trying to get the history on that, first of all, and try to nail down not only when and why it happened, but the dynamics behind it all, the what it does. Now, the frequency, the 432 frequency, is that a harmonic of the Schumann resonance?
No.
Okay. What determines that number? What determines that 432 is beneficial?
the Schumann resonance is, they all go down to 9. 432 is a 9.
Uh-huh.
What that is that showing that those are perfect toroidal shapes. They have the perfect magnetic fields to be harmonious with people and nature.
Okay. So the Schumann resonance is a factor of 9 as well.
It's a factor of 9, yeah.
So it is a harmonic of 432.
Yeah, but they're...
In the sense that it's a factor of 9.
Yeah, yeah.
Like on a different octave or something like that.
Yeah, just that's what I was about to say. It's just a different octave of the same sound.
Right. Which is the harmonic.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that's that. And so you said the 50 and 60 hertz 440 systems came about during World War II?
Yeah.
And who rolled that out? No wonder.
I think Hitler rolled it out worldwide. And I don't know how he did it, probably through the Rothschilds.
Yeah, which means the Rothschilds did it worldwide. Hitler was just one of the...
I don't know about the Rothschild thing, but it was done during his time, and somehow through some organization that was backing him, it got to be worldwide.
Yeah. What do you know about the reason behind Europe being set up on 220, 60 hertz, and the Americas being on 110, 50?
J.P. Morgan.
Okay.
It's cheaper. Okay, if you've got something that on 110, it takes 10 amps to operate it. If you could operate that same load at 220 volts, it would only take 5 amps to operate it.
Right.
Europeans are smarter than Americans because their shit's cheaper.
Okay.
You can run a bigger load with the same amperage.
And so that's a matter of your appliances in your house and wiring your house. I mean, you could still do it here.
Yeah, they could all be 220.
People just don't do it.
Yeah.
Because it's just become traditional to do it this way.
Yeah. And that's all power company, J.P. Morgan propaganda. We want the most money that we can get from our customers.
Yep. Motherfuckers.
If you can't charge for it every month, I ain't interested.
Wow, you sound Jewish. Hey, it's like the war chant of my people. Take them for all they got.
Yeah.
Make them think it's their idea. It's always easier that way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Protect me, I'm Jewish. Oh, help, help.
So try to get a refrigerator that runs on 220.
Yeah.
You have to order it from Europe.
Mm-hmm. Oh, now wait a minute. Whoa. That would be a 220-50 if you ordered it from Europe. That would be a machine that was specifically tuned to operate at 50.
At 50 hertz, right.
Yeah. And you can only operate that at 10% plus or minus.
So it was only good to 55 or 45?
55 or
54,
yeah.
Or 60.
One of those two numbers.
Europe's 60, we're 50, right? Or is it the other way around?
Europe is 50 and we're 60.
Yeah.
So
that much I know from living here. And it's not Europe anyway.
The rest of the fucking world, basically.
Is it really?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, I knew America was a little bit...
Lurses, yes.
Is Mexico one too?
I don't know.
Can't you Google or schmoogle or?
Yeah, I can do that.
I thought you were a computer guy.
Answer
your questions.
Oh, I've got a buddy that just lost his phone, and his phone will tell him.
Yeah.
Seeing that for all that gizmos and gizmos, it's still a shithole.
Here we go. We got the whole world right here.
Oh.
Okay. Let's see. Okay.
This is why being uninformed about anything that you're interested in is just meaning that you're lazy these days. If you want to know it, it's right there at your fingertips.
I know. And people are dying, and they just don't, they don't know the information's on the internet. They don't even know to look.
They believe what their doctor tells them.
Exactly. I learned the hard way, Larry, like you did. Doctors are just people trying to make a dollar. Don't
Mexico is on 127 volt 60 hertz.
One what?
Mexico. Yeah, they're weird. Everybody else is
127 volts.
127 volts. Yeah, 60 hertz. What are these? 3 and 4. Number of wires, 3 and 4. Plug types. Oh, here, let me just post this up here so you can see what I'm looking at.
Yeah. Oh, that. That's share with the class, Mr. Rob. Share
okay.
So
there is a list of voltages and frequencies back entry.
Cool.
So it's a mix. Canada's 120/60. So yeah, the Americas are basically 120/60 hertz, and the rest of the world is 220, 230, 50 hertz.
What about Russia? What's Russia doing?
Let's see, Russia.
Your sworn enemy.
Russia is 220, 50 hertz.
So they still use the shitty, see, everybody's using the same shitty crap in the first place, so whoop.
They're both shitty crap. I mean, it's just the 230 is cheaper to run and operate based on,
Well, Larry put it pretty right when he said, hey, we need some money over here, pay us.
But, if you scroll through that list, the majority of the world's on 230. 220,
really?
230 on top of that.
Huh.
Yeah. Some of them are 240. Some of them are most. Some 220, 230, 240.
And what
they're
does
all
that 50 actually?
Hertz.
All right. What does that actually accomplish by being different? And instead of everybody using the same smart way to do it, whatever that would be, the 54 cycle, for example. Why all this fluctuation and variation off of two cycles that don't work properly?
That's a good question. Larry's answer to that was J.P. Morgan.
No. The greed bone.
It's all about money.
Damn you, money.
All about
can't
the
like
money.
I know.
Anyways,
can't live with it. Can't live without it.
Well, okay, think of it like this. If you were an inventor of something, and if you changed it just a little bit, you could get more money for it. What would you invent? The one you could get more money for, or the one you get less money for?
All right.
You're not going to believe my answer. Because
I want the cheapest to sell.
Well, I used to be a salesman. And when I was a salesman, people love discounts. So if you, go in and you offer them something at $80, which is only $40 more than you're willing to take, if they're interested, by the time you get to $40 to close the deal, they're like, wow, how many can I get? Say, well,
Just playing off the buyer's greed and ego is
that's
how
why
this...
we told them we could save them 30% on their power bill.
Well, there you... that's what he talks, and the rest of it just does stuff. We don't.
Taiwan is 120.
Really?
Yeah. It's the only eastern country I've seen that's 110 or 120.
And Taiwan is one of the five countries that stayed out of the hoax. Mm-hmm.
All the rest, are Western, the Americas, and the islands, Caribbeans, Honduras, Jamaica, Japan. Japan's 100 volt, 50 or 60 hertz.
What?
That's weird. Their single phase is 100 volts. Their three phase is 200 volts. And it's 50/60, so I guess they have the option.
Holy cheap shit, Batman. Oh, that's not Delta, and that's not Y. I'd love to see their transformer configurations on that one.
Well, there you go. You have some research. Liberia, where's that? That's 120. That's in the east somewhere, I think.
North Africa?
Yeah, somewhere in the eastern continent.
What?
Liberia. It's in Africa.
Yeah, that's
I think,
Africa.
Somewhere. Yeah. So they're 120. The Marshall Islands, Mexico, Micronesia, Nicaragua.
Yeah. That's another country that stayed out of the hoax.
Panama. Basically all the Puerto Rico, you know, all the Caribbean, Western, Mexico, United States, Canada, South American countries are all 120. Let me see. What's Brazil? Belize is 110. Brazil's 127. Anyways, so that's interesting. Peru's 220. So is Paraguay. So it's a mix.
Kind of weird.
I just thought that was interesting, the how that all came about. And I mean, I know we talked about before 32 being more harmonious with life in general, and these frequencies are disharmonious, but it's interesting to know a little bit of the history behind it and how it came about.
Yeah, politics.
And it's a mix of countries. I mean, as far as what their standards are.
Yeah, and all these standards are set and based by politicians and their agents.
Well, I think it's probably more set by the companies and corporations that are producing electricity. Same thing, pretty much. I mean, it's all the oligarchs control everything.
Edison didn't go around every country in the world and say, "This is electricity. This is how we make it."
Right.
The idea came out here, and Larry figured out how to do it over here, and Mike figured out how to do it over here, and what's his name? Everybody got their own little systems going.
Yeah.
And if you ever had the best advertising to sell their system, that won in that country.
Yeah. Yep. That's why they basically came down to marketing. It's a marketing thing. It's just the way it played out.
Yeah.
And it's obvious that the Western countries were influenced. The Americas were heavily influenced by J.P. Morgan. Mm-hmm. But not completely, because Peru and Paraguay you know, several others are 230.
Mm-hmm.
Where's Uruguay? Yeah, they're 222.
Venezuela's 120. All your Caribbean islands and stuff are 110. But pretty much the rest of the world is 220. Interesting stuff. So, how to get that standardized to
shit. There's no way in this world that anybody's going to change any mainstream thing at this point or at this time. It's not going to happen. Look what they did with this freaking COVID crap. You got to be too connected to to change anything. Nah, only certain people can do these things. And the truth will never be involved in anything that we hear in the public eye.
You're crushing my dream.
I'm sorry. I'm a realist.
Talk about Captain Buzzkill.
No doubt.
Well, somebody has to do it.
Rob, can't you mute his microphone?
No, I don't have that capability. Why don't you shut up, man? Come on, man.
We'll come on, like, man.
I get to be that Chris Wallace guy, right? I told you, let's reenact the debate for our listeners. Hey, no. I do have something, though. I said this in the chat room and nobody paid any attention, but I think you guys will probably get it. The reality of the Corona Doomsday will be in the results of following government mandates. So all the shit that we've been threatened with and warned about and all the crap that we've been worrying is going to happen. It just didn't happen. See? They're working on the future. This is going to come, and it's going to come. But it ain't going to come the way they tell us, but it's going to come. And people are going to drop like flies. And my estimate is somewhere between now and February.
Yeah.
All this mask wearing these people are doing in the heat, and it's humid, and, you know, they're carrying shit. I saw overweight people just look like they were freaking suffering. You know?
Yeah.
And I'm shooting by, walking with no mask. So, but what do you think of that? I mean, do you have an opinion on it?
Well, I think wearing a mask outside is stupid on top of moron.
Yeah.
I mean, because,
wow.
I mean, they came out, I mean, pretty much knowing that viruses cannot survive sunlight for more than that. 30 seconds, you know, ultraviolet light tends to kill it, make it shrivel up. And
yeah, they hush that up right away.
So if you're wearing a mask outside, that's stupid on top of moronic.
Ouch. Damn. Why don't you tell us how you really feel, Rob?
Because the mask...
People are wearing them inside their car with the windows up by themselves.
Okay, well, we've got to come up with a new fucking word for that.
All right, but my point is more like when these people that are following the mandates finally do get ill, the state is going to blame it on Corona.
Yeah. And they've been sitting there rebreathing their fucking shit coming out of their lungs for the last months.
So the crap that they predicted in March is going to happen in like November, December, January, February, something in there. The health is going to... People are so unhealthy, it's pitiful. Wow. So, anyway. I'm being a doomsayer.
If Trump don't drop the hammer, we're fucked.
What does that mean? Drop the hammer. What?
If the whole Messiah thing isn't true.
Wait, the whole what?
You don't remember the Messiah thing we talked about a couple of weeks ago?
No,
or so?
Not really. Oh, weeks ago. I don't remember what I had for dinner.
Well, damn. But that's what you took notes for.
Well, I'm not sitting here in front of all my folks, you know. I'm like you. I need a refresher in the memory department.
NASARA.
Oh, money.
Or NESARA.
Mm.
That's the whole part of that whole deal with John F. Kennedy Jr. and and all the indictments that are supposedly waiting to be coming down on all these people and lock her up and all that shit.
Nah, I don't pay any attention to that rubbish. These people own the fucking stock to run the companies that lock them
up. I'm not disagreeing with you.
It's a big...
I'm just saying, if that's not real, then we really are fucked.
Oh, yeah.
We're looking at a science fiction dystopian future from hell.
I have one word of advice to you, sir. Acapulco.
Save your Dixie cups. The South shall rise again.
Wow, what a mess all this has turned out to be. People don't know history. They don't know. They don't have common sense. I don't know what the fuck purpose taking a statue down is. What purpose?
Yeah, and they don't want to know. They don't want to learn. They don't want to advance anything other than some stupid fucking cookie cutter mentality.
I want everything for free. The government owes me a living.
Oh, that again. Wow. Well, me and my wife are of the persuasion that it's kind of an insult to be born onto this fucking planet and then at a certain age be told, well, now you got to fend for yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
After you spend all those fucking years wasted in school learning absolutely fuck all about how to survive. They just teach you shit that you never use.
Mm-hmm.
It's all wasted.
Yeah, after the elementary part,
yeah.
The rest is brainwashing. After the 3R, reading, writing, arithmetic.
What have
after
you
that,
tried
it's
to
all
read it?
Bullshit. And even have that, and they even turned that into bullshit with this Common Core crap.
Text on a cell phone thing, what you call them, a text thing.
Mm.
People write off fucked up little three letters means three
words.
Oh,
yeah, it's like in the chair. Yeah.
That's where we're at.
Text shorthand.
They can't spell shorthand.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah. Well, it's
just shorthand.
Spell check has done that.
Can you imagine what our dictionaries are going to look like in 200 years?
Matchbook.
There'll be nothing but emojis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Little faces.
Yeah. Yep. Oh, yeah. It'll be hieroglyphics.
Yep. Well, fellow Corona survivors, I don't know how we do it. We must be really, really smart.
Yeah, or listen, stay home a lot.
I'm gonna start the I'm Smarter Than a Virus movement.
Okay.
Probably be alone, like with my cult. But I've got patience.
Hang in there, man.
Well, I don't know. I just don't see how anybody with a brain cannot figure out that this is a fraud. It's just obvious.
Yeah, the obvious conclusion is there's not that many people out there with a fucking brain.
So
no, I know better than that. They've just been programmed. They're drones walking around. Running their little scripts.
Say the same thing over and over and people believe it.
Like us. Yep. Only we don't say dumb things over and over. Well, we say dumb things, but only to be funny. I don't think when we're being serious, I think it's obvious. That we're clowning around. But
yeah.
It kind of makes the show more interesting than to not be all one way about any one thing. You know, have a little
variety. Don't be all one way, man.
Well, hey, I was worried we weren't going to even have a show because Larry.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend.
Well,
pass it down the line.
Hey, but I look forward to doing the Thursdays with you guys because I end up learning something or finding out that I learned something that wasn't a magic trick. And Larry can explain it, what the hell I just saw.
Take a toast. Excuse me. Smoke. It'll blow your fucking mind.
No, I'm beyond that. The lies have gotten... You can't outdo the lies of the last 40, 50 years. There's nothing...
stick with me, kid, I'll have you wearing horse turds as big as diamonds.
Oh,
booyah! Horse turds. Hey, my dog might like that.
And crystals.
Wait, Hannah likes cat turds. I don't know about horse turds.
Ooh.
Yeah, we got to keep the dog, the cat room separate from the dog because the dog will go and do stupid shit in the dog cat room.
You got to keep them separated.
I know being an animal must be a drag. Always some human telling you what to do. Hey, wait a minute. You know, being a human is kind of a drag because there's always some human trying to tell me what to do.
Yeah, and they won't even clean up my shit, man.
What a world. Well, but to make things interesting, though, in a world that's this fucked up, I still manage to meet the two of you, and we get together and get to do this. So,
it could be real fun.
You know, and slowly but surely, you're gaining a little bit of a following out there. People are listening to what you guys got to say.
Well, that's cool.
Because this is an energy, you know, program. That was the whole reason I wanted to do this with you two.
Yeah.
And we fill in bullshit stuff, because there's only so much to talk about.
Yeah, we've run the coral thing down pretty good. Speaking of which, did you have any more contact with the manager, managing engineer, whoever you talked to over there?
The project engineer. No, we haven't heard anything more from him, but there's really nothing that we can talk about now. We've got every bit of the circuitry done. And
yeah, last you said you were making the drawings up for him or something.
Yeah, yeah. And until the lockdown is done,
right?
It's over with. He can't leave his country to travel between the islands without being.
So yeah, they still haven't determined what island they're going to use yet.
No.
Okay.
So
and nobody can travel.
Only the way all the restrictions are lifted, then we'll be all right.
Yeah.
We've got everything. Go ahead. We've got a 6-circuit panel for the house worked out.
Yeah.
That's a coil. One coil provides the energy for those 6 circuits. Because we're going to, I don't know if we're going to grass huts or mud huts or just houses with no electricity. I don't know anything at all about what they're made out of or whether they even sleep in tents. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, so, just set up PowerPoints and they can plug in as they need. I imagine it's probably a little more advanced than you think. People have this idea that the rest of the world is still living in grass huts and shit, and that's generally not true.
Yeah, when somebody says village to me, that's a bunch of circular mud houses with thatch roofs on.
Yeah.
And I know it ain't like that.
No, generally not. I mean, unless you're way out in the boonies somewhere.
Yeah, I would imagine it'd be more like a Navajo reservation here.
Yeah, something along those lines.
Yeah. Just overhead lines strung through the trees to get where they're going and little tiny bits of power, maybe only lights in the generator room.
Yeah. Yep. They probably only run the power to operate the well to get water and things like that, but
yeah.
But who knows, you know, they may have, who knows what they got. They may be completely in the dark.
Yeah.
So, well, maybe just to see it develop. It will be exciting.
Interesting point, a COB LED is yellow, and most insects aren't drawn to yellow.
Ah, that's why you have those yellow bug lights.
Yeah.
And there you have it. And with that, we are out of time.
Wow.
It has been a show.
Well, thanks a lot, guys. I had fun.
Likewise. So we will.
Well, Larry and Rob, you guys need to get a phone number from Larry or something so he is not so late next time.
Yeah, actually, we'll do that after the show. Start giving him a buzz about a half hour ahead or something.
Right? He's a busy man.
Yeah, I know you get caught up doing stuff, but anyway.
I was sitting in my chair working.
Yeah.
Kept getting that ping and not figuring out what it meant.
Yeah, well, get him that, get Rob that phone number that wakes up the dead.
Yeah.
So he can call you and go, hey!
Right.
That's for when I don't have a hearing aid in.
Right.
Okay. Maybe I'll have to go fishing with you then or something. Damn, I don't know.
Okay, well, thanks for listening, everybody. We enjoyed it. Hope y'all did. And we will see you again next week.
Yo.
Yo. Bye.